If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Money, money, money. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and Paul Nolte is joining us right now, senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Paul, our money is not going as far as it used to.
Well, now with the government shutdown, we don't know that for sure, but we'll find out later this week when they release the CPI numbers, and we'll find out inflation is probably running at 3% or so, which is higher than what the Fed would like, and would argue at least that the Fed should not be cutting interest rates. But inflation hasn't gone away. It's been there since COVID. And a lot of that is because of a lot of the government shoveling money out the door. So it is the old adage that more money chasing fewer goods is inflationary. And that's what's been happening with both the Federal Reserve and the federal government.
I was talking about Hamburger Helper earlier this week, and my kids are like, when are you making Hamburger Helper again? The sales of Hamburger Helper are soaring because, honestly, people can't afford groceries anymore.
They're shifting, you know, and that's what we're seeing. That's why it's going to be interesting listening to the earnings coming up this week. Retailers report in about 2-3 weeks. It'll be interesting to listen to what they have to say about the ultimate consumer. We got American Express. We're going to get Capital One this week. American Express is obviously much higher end. Capital One, a little bit more middle of the road. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of balances everybody's carrying. Are they paying off their credit cards, et cetera? And then we'll hear from the retailers, Walmart, Dollar General, those types of retailers. Those will give us a pretty good idea of what the average consumer is doing and what they're spending it on, and are they making shifts in their overall spending.
I would imagine people's credit card balances are way up.
What we're seeing actually is people have been paying off their credit card. We're seeing credit card balances coming down, and I think some of it is, again, people a little bit more concerned, a little bit more worried, so I don't want to be carrying that balance anymore. I've got a few extra dollars, and certainly with the interest rate on those credit cards being what they are, carrying a credit card balance is super detrimental to your financial health.
So you talked about government shutdown affecting us. What about tariffs? How's that affecting us as consumers?
Well, it is inflationary, and it's one of those things that we're seeing. You know, prices have gone up as a result of the tariffs. But what's interesting is we're not seeing the impact that we thought. And that part of the reason for it is the consumer is paying some of it. Exporters are paying some of it. Importers are paying some of it. And so the thought was and has been that the tariffs are not going to be there permanently. So I'll eat some of the costs so that, you know, I don't have to raise prices to you. And maybe that shifts. Maybe that changes as we go into year end or next year. And it's taking an impact on company earnings to a certain extent. And it's part of the reason, again, that we're interested in listening to what companies have to say in regard to tariffs and what they're seeing in their ultimate consumer.
I keep asking you this every time we speak, but I just, gas prices fluctuate. They're down a little bit now. Mm-hmm. But I feel like food prices have gotten so high, but how could they possibly come down? I mean, what's happened in the past when prices were raised? Like cereal is now sometimes close to $8 a box. Mm-hmm. It's not going to come back down to $4.69, is it?
No. And that's the part of inflation. It's the math of inflation. So if inflation is running at 10%, $100 is now $110. You say inflation's come down, it's down to 3%. Well, now that $110 is $113. In, it's lower inflation, but it's prices that continue to go up. It's only when you get into a deflationary environment that you actually see prices go down. And it's going to be a pure supply and demand. So after COVID, a lot of farmers, a lot of cattlemen could not afford to maintain their cattle herds. So the cattle herds in the United States are down dramatically from where they were 10 years ago. It takes a long time to rebuild those herds. It doesn't take as long to rebuild a chicken flock. It doesn't take as long to rebuild a pig farm. So those prices have actually come back down relatively quickly, but beef prices are going to stay high for a longer period of time because of that.
It'll never work. We're doomed. Give us one piece of good information before we let you go.
The good information is, you know, again, all of that is set aside with the fact that the markets are still doing well. The financial markets are doing well because the economy is still okay. Corporate earnings are still okay. And there's still a desire to, you know, grow here in the United States. So all of that, the geopolitical stuff is interesting, great talk. However, the financial markets don't pay a lot of attention to it. They're focused on how companies are doing. Are we making more money today than we did, you know, last quarter?
He's Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Thank you so much.
Always enjoyable. Thank you.
You're very welcome.